had to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my brand new biblical question for this week, it's not so new now, it's Thursday, but the biblical question for this week, is life physical or spiritual? Is life physical or spiritual? An amazing question. Is life physical or spiritual? Amazing. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, and by the way, I have a question for my experts this morning. If you're out and about and you just can't sit and watch the show, you got to go to the Washerant or what?
The what?
The Washerant.
Laundromat?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Laundromat.
Nice. Hadn't heard that term.
You never heard washer rent?
Not knowingly.
You heard that, Nick?
Never.
Washer rent. It means like you go to the laundromat, you have to pay to wash your clothes.
Rent a washer.
So y'all never heard washer rent? So you have to go to the laundromat. Laundromat sounds like a cleaner.
Laundry, laundro, mat. I don't know. Nice.
But laundromat, and for the black people, wash and rent. you can podcast the show and go to the wash and rent and still listen on your phone by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. That's 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go buy me a coffee. Buy me a coffee.com/JLP Talk or Bun JLP Cash App. Bun JLP Cash App. It's Thursday already. Not only is this Thursday, it's the first Thursday of the month, which means the men's forum tonight at 7 p.m. every first Thursday of the month. It's the second day of July, which means White History Month. July is White History Month. And it means Bible Thumper Thursday.
Oh,
right, brother. Are you ready? He's drunk as a badger. Go ahead. Let that Holy Ghost language come up out of you. Go ahead.
Oh, shanana. Dancing for my life. Why am I always thinking, hey, that he said he's drunk as a bastard? That's what I hear.
I don't know. I think you are not familiar with badgers.
Badgers?
Yeah, badger.
Oh, that's just, is that the same as a bastard?
Not usually. A badger is a type of animal.
Oh.
Yep.
Oh, so he's drunk as an animal?
Right. Usually, I think the term, the correct saying is angry as a badger. And I think it's drunk as a skunk. But he's drunk in the spirit. Like a badger.
So badgers are drunk in the spirit?
I don't know.
You wrote down washerette.
No, washeteria?
And that's the same as a washer.
I was asking the AI if country people use washer rent, and they don't say that it's documented like that.
See, AI don't know everything.
Maybe.
AI don't know about black people or country people. AI is just a computer that built by the white man, and they don't know what country license. Life is like.
True.
So I have a question for you and Anchor Baby. And I'm asking them because they're my experts. And here on the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. And they also host their own shows, The Hake Report at 9, right after my show. And the American Anchor Baby at 11 a.m. Pacific time after the Hake Report at S1st here. I want to know, Nick, come and fix this thing. My computer. Oh, okay. Thank you. I want to know. What does, and I'll start with the Anchor Baby first today. What does despair mean?
No hope, I think.
No hope?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think it means no hope.
And what do you say it means? Despair. Hake.
Well, I was going to say, I guess, unconsolable sadness or something.
Have you ever been in despair?
Yeah. Wow. No, never.
Why are you laughing?
Used to be laughed at. You laughed at my pain.
Have you ever been in despair, Anchor Baby?
No. After that?
Every day.
he said, well, no, after hearing that.
I will not be honest. We've all been in despair, right?
How about you?
Yeah.
And what does despair feel like?
Like there's no way out.
Out of what?
Hell. Out of like whatever situation you're in and whatever you're feeling.
And what does despair mean feel like to you, Hake?
It can't stop the dread of, like, the future.
You can't stop the dread of the future?
Mm-hmm.
And how do you know the future is going to be dread?
Dreadful?
Dreadful.
It's like, what else was it going to be? That's what despair means. You know it's bad.
But how do you know it's going to be bad if it not even exists, the future?
You know.
You know.
You just know it.
And Anchorman, what did you do in your state of despair?
I just despaired.
Meaning what?
I don't know. I just despaired in my despair. I was paralyzed in my despair.
And how long?
And then sometimes maybe even like affected my mood or something. It was like an outward thing, yeah.
And did you cry?
No.
Why not?
I haven't cried in a long time.
Huh?
I haven't cried in a long time.
So you don't cry in despair?
No, just in anguish, in internal anguish.
You cry? Oh, you just have the anguish stuff.
Right.
Oh. You cry?
Like, why God?
Why God?
Or why me? If you're going to give it a word.
Why me, God?
I've never say why God.
You say why me, God?
No, I never say why God.
Oh.
That's something I don't scream to the heavens.
And how long does despair last for you?
I don't know, just like a little, just like some, it seems like forever.
How long your despair last, Hank?
Well, I feel like it's a permanent state, but that I, thankfully, I guess, forget through comforts and work.
So other people comfort you, and then you go to work, and you forget about it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
But all the while, I'm crying on the inside.
Why are you working and people comforting you?
Sort of.
Amazing. And how long does your despair last, Anchorman?
Yeah, I was going to say what Hake said.
What?
Just like, I don't know. It just seems to, I just forget it. I forget it.
And then it come back?
I forget it for whatever time.
By working,
it seems to just be like a moment.
And so it comes and go.
Sure.
You want to come and go too?
Yeah. At least my awareness of it comes and goes.
So sometimes you're aware I am in despair right now.
Right, and other times I forget my despair, but it's still there.
That's amazing.
I think.
I ask this because I'm talking to some people who are in a state of despair. And they said something like you said about they just don't see where they're going to have a bright future.
Mm-hmm.
Or some situation happens and they go into a state of despair. And I was thinking about that. I was like, that's interesting. Despair. I haven't thought of despair or felt that way in so long. I forgot about despair. Isn't that amazing?
Well, aren't you special? Yeah, that's nice.
What is nice?
It sounds nice. Must be nice.
Sorry. What do you think about that, Anchorman? I forgot about the word despair because I haven't experienced it in so long, I forgot that it exists.
Amazing. Amazing.
Meaning what?
That's how you do it. It makes sense. If there was one way to be free from it or have some distance from such a thing, it would begin there. And so hearing you say that, that's what I think. I think, you know what? That's plausibly how it's done.
How it's done?
Well, how you overcome or get some distance from despair, it starts with forgetting. It starts with
But I haven't even felt despair, so that's why I don't think of it.
Right.
I know what despair feels like. I have felt it.
That's a sensible statement, is what I'm saying.
Oh, okay. I have felt it before, but years ago. Mm-hmm. But I haven't experienced it so long, I forgot about it. And I was thinking about despair, and I realized that the feeling of despair, what does Derek mean by Judas?
Iscariot? Judas Iscariot.
Judas Iscariot?
Iscariot.
Iscariot?
Not he's Iscariot. This is his last name something. Judas Iscariot.
And so what about him? Well, who is he and what about him?
He betrayed Jesus with a kiss for 30 pieces of silver.
Oh.
And afterward, I think he was in such a state of despair that he bought a field or something like that and did himself in.
He bought a field?
And he died by suicide.
He bought a field?
He hanged himself, and I think maybe I don't know if he bought that field. He may have hanged himself on somebody else's field.
Did Jesus forgive Judas?
I guess. Yeah. I can only assume so.
Derek says
why
no.
Wouldn't he have?
Derek says no.
Why would he say no?
I think that's an assumption. I think it makes more. If you're going to assume one way, you're going to assume that he did forgive him.
I mean, Jesus knew that, as he knows about everyone, that it wasn't Judas that was. What did he do to him?
Kiss him on the, betrayed him.
Betrayed him. Mm-hmm. But it was Satan in Judas that was doing the work. And so why wouldn't Jesus? Because Jesus doesn't judge anyone, nor does he condemn anyone. And he came to tell us that his Father said to forgive because it's not them. Mm-hmm. So why would he forgive Judas too? It wasn't Judas.
Yeah.
Satan is Judas in your head. Satan is the one that kissed you on the cheek and lied to you and then caused you despair.
Right.
It wasn't Judas himself. So I'm convinced that God forgave and Christ forgave Judas as well. He just felt guilty because Satan made you betray people, and then he caused you to feel guilty about it.
Yeah.
And if you think it's you, then you feel guilty. And then you go buy some land and hang yourself.
Right.
So I'm sure God forgave. God forgive all. He holds nothing against anyone, nor does his Son. Amazing. I wanted to tell you this about despair. One thing for sure, and without a doubt, zero doubt, you are not your despair. I don't care what you're into, alcohol, drugs, whatever, anything, no matter what it is. You are not your despair. And if you want to find out if it's true or not, stop reacting to the word that brings on the feeling. It's just a thought that brings on the feeling of despair. Stop reacting to it and see what happens. Stop reacting to it, the word, because it's just a word that comes to tell you, oh, you're a loser. You are not married to the ladies, especially. You are not have no children. You're never going to be anything. Your future, as Haight said about his future, is dim. Those are just words telling you that. And then because you believe the word, which are the devil, it's the devil, it brings on the feelings. And now you feel despair. You feel that way, but it's not real. You are not your despair. And a lot of people feel that they are in a state of despair. It's just another lie. all thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. Number one, Hate gave a good example, too, about the despair told him that his future wasn't going to be right. And there is no future. So you know they're lying to you. What future? You don't have a future. All you have is a now, right now, only. Everything else is an illusion. So how can you be despaired? Explain that to me. And so if you want to know if despair is real, you can test it. Don't react to the thought of despair. Or any thought about anything, but how about that? Since we talk about that. How about that? Meet me outside. How about that? Remember that girl said, meet me outside to find out.
Meet me outside, see what happens.
Yeah.
Which is not the words, but that's what you said.
Whatever happened to her?
She's very active. You don't want to know. Or I can't repeat it on air.
Oh, okay.
But
all right.
The real word is cash me outside. Oh. How about that?
Oh, yeah. That's true. I forgot.
Cash me outside. How about that?
That's so cute. Right. What happened to that poor, innocent soul?
But despair is not real. You don't understand the grip that Satan and his little demons have on your mind. You just don't understand how he lives in you and all his little demons. I was talking to someone in council yesterday, and they were saying that they had no idea, like Jesse, I had no idea the amount of demons I have inside of me until I heard you say, forgive. Do the silent prayer, become aware. They're like, there's just one layer after another one and after another one. I'm like, that's true. You have 100,000 or more demons inside of you. Don't even realize it. And you give them names because Satan names them and the world names them. Despair is just a cover-up word that means demon. You are not despair, your despair is a lie. And the moment you stop believing thoughts, eventually you forget about that word despair because you never feel that way anymore. It's amazing, too, how the world had put names on demons' actions, and then you believe the word because they said, this is what it means, and if you have this feeling, this is what it is. And you believe it's truly happening to you. You believe it's happening right inside of you. And you believe it's you. It is in your mind, but you're not your thoughts. It is in your emotions if you believe it, but you're not your emotion. It's in the body, but you're not your body. So I rest my case. So I want to say this to all people who want to hear. It's not for all who don't want to hear. You have one choice and one choice only in life. That's the only choice you have. Since you're already in hell, every human being is born into hell. Not one that is not born into hell. And hell meaning you're born into a screwed up family. Your daddy and your mama screwed up, especially your mama. And so your mama, even when she tried to appear to be sweet and nice and just help everybody, or she's just plain old outright mean, is evil, and she recreate you. And it's not her. This is for every man, boy, child, woman, female, whatever. It's that spirit inside of her. And she caused you to become angry, resent her. And the moment you resent her, you become like what you hate. And so the word despair is just a word. It's a lie. It's a pure lie. So one choice, if you want to overcome all of these things, you have one choice only in life. since you're already in hell, you're born into hell of a crazy family, right? Because you're innocent when you're born, unless your mama mad and carry on while she's pregnant, she corrupt your spirit inside the womb. But you're born into darkness. And the darkness lies to you all your life to convince you that it is you. And you start repeating it and overreacting and blaming others and carrying on. And you give false life to it. You have one choice if you want to be done with despair or anything. If you want to overcome the world and the people anywhere, because the demons are in them too. You have one choice only. And people always talk about, well, I have a free will. They believe in free will, right? And free will doesn't exist. But you do have one choice. And what's that one choice, Angel Baby, to overcome despair?
Stop thinking about it.
And what's that one choice? Hate to overcome despair.
Anchor Baby said, maybe.
Oh, you did?
When you moved on like that.
What?
When you moved on like that.
Oh, I just moved on because of time.
No, I know.
What the? Satan told you I moved on because your answer was wrong?
Well, I was just playing, really.
Oh, okay. And you say?
What's the one choice?
You have.
Regarding about?
Despair or anything, really.
Let it go and accept Jesus. You're not supposed to laugh at
me. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. That came out without me realizing.
Because I was going to say let it go, but
you sound like a Christian.
I know you have supposed to. I was going to say let it go, but I feel like I'm supposed to include Jesus too.
Why?
I'm a Christian. Let it go by the power of Jesus.
But both of you are right. You only have one choice. It's to give up. And just know that you can't save yourself. There's no such thing as you saving yourself. No one. Man, woman, or child. Man, woman, male, female, child, children, whatever. You cannot save yourself. And the more you try, the deeper into despair and worry and depression and all these fancy words they made up to cover up evil, you're going to go into. You got to give up. You got to give up trying to save yourself. It's never going to work. It ain't going to work. And you should know that by now. Look how long for the older people, younger adults, look how long you've been trying to save yourself and look what you've done to try to save yourself. Have you gotten better? You can't save yourself from despair or anything. You got to give up. And when you give up, the spirit of truth, the light will come in and destroy the darkness. You don't have to keep giving into the darkness. You're doing it because you want to. You love the pain of it, the thrills. 8887, so give up. You can't change yourself, and it will change. You're letting God come in and help you. He will do the work for you. 888-77-JESSE. When I come back, your phone calls and your super chats. Back in a moment. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer, and I want you to start doing it. You just download it, get the points of how to do it, and then after a while, you just do it on your own. is going to point you in the right direction, that your life will be returned to you from God. He will give you your life back, because anyone and all people who has anger, they're not themselves. You are the person that you are angry at. That's why it's so important to get to know yourself, so that you can see who you're angry at. And if you're doing the hooping and hollering prayers and things like that, some people get up, oh, praise the Lord, hoop and holler, bless my mama, bless my daddy. Continue to do it. Do both. You will see if you want to stay with the hooping and hollering, or do you want to be still and know God. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church. Okay, 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E. A few announcements. Number one, it's Thursday. Oh, and happy White History Month. It is July, and July is White History Month. So I want to hear about your White History moments, your White History heroes. They celebrate everything but white history. Why? And why do white people tolerate that? If they're not going to celebrate white history, you celebrate it. You have a right to celebrate white history. They celebrate everything else. Isn't that amazing? In your own country. But anyway, the Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. from 9 to 11, right after the JLP show, my show, from 9 to 11. No Anchorman, right?
I might come on later. Stay tuned.
You may do it later. So yes. The Anchorman may or may not come at 11. He may come later. But he'll send you a notice. You'll find out. And then we have a brand new, check out Bill from Punchy yesterday. Punchy TV was amazing. With Bill, PUNCHIE.TV. And then last but not least, the men's forum tonight at 7 p.m. going up to the 50th floor and beyond from the basement. And last but not least, Jay Monroe is a guest on the FallenState.tv, and it was an amazing discussion. He is an alt-right nationalist from the UK. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
Essentially what's happening here is a brainwashed female population of the UK and a very, very large Muslim population.
They have allowed these people to come in and completely take over. Why did the white man give in to the white woman?
Thousands of years worth of men have known the very nature of women. As soon as women gain control, it is not too long before society is destroyed. It would be better if people here in the UK had nothing left. Got nothing left to lose, let's fight.
That is happening right in front of your face in the U.S. of A. Isn't that amazing? And you can support the Fallen State by becoming a member there on the YouTube channel or jesseleepeterson.locals.com. The Fallen State Friday at 11 a.m. Don't forget to like these videos. Like these videos, all right? Let me go to Ray out of Canada. Ray, you are on the air.
Hey, good morning, Jesse. How are you today?
All is well, Ray.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. And, oh, happy White History Month, by the way.
Thank you. Happy White History Month. It's amazing.
I'm mixed race, so I have to root for both sides.
What's your race?
My mother is white. She's Canadian, like white Canadian. And my father's from India.
Amazing. I'm sorry to hear that, buddy.
But like you, I got blue eyes. I'm the only one in my family with blue eyes.
Wow. That's that white blood.
That's that white blood. Yeah, yeah. And even people here tell me, man, you're lucky you got the blue eyes.
That's amazing.
Anyway, the reason I'm calling, Jesse, I called a couple months ago, and I kind of feel silly calling right now because you had that talk on despair, and it felt like you were talking straight to me. It's like you wrote that speech for me specifically, but I'll ask anyway since I'm on the air.
Okay.
So long story short, I found you a couple years ago, forgave my parents, did the silent prayer, everything. And almost instantly, like the best word I can find to describe it was like a miracle happened. Like everything just became better without me even trying. Like I became more aware. Opportunities started coming my way. My finances improved. My relationships improved. And I really didn't have to do anything. It was just, I guess it was God just taking over and just working from that new awareness. And I kept that going for 2 years. Everything was amazing. Everything was great. And I don't know why. Like, I can't give you a logical reason why, but all of a sudden I stopped doing the silent prayer. I stopped watching church and everything, and things spiraled out of control. Like, I started sleeping around again. I started getting back into my thoughts, and things just became very, very dark, like much darker than before I had even started working on myself. So I called you about a month ago, and you told me how to get back on track. I'm getting back on track now. I'm back doing the silent prayer. I'm back watching my thoughts. And the reason I'm calling is my question. Well, you kind of answered it in your speech, but I wanted to ask you if you can let God down, like if God can abandon you. Because this time what I'm finding is, like, I'm back on track. I'm doing the silent prayer. I'm watching my thoughts, but this time, like, that darkness and, like you said at the beginning of the show, that despair is not really going away. Like, when I first started working on myself, it was not instant, but almost instantly my life improved. But now it's just, like, that darkness isn't lifting. I'm still having the dark thoughts. I'm still, like, having the bleak view of the future, like nothing's going to work out for me. Like, even before I had started working on myself, I never thought about killing myself. But now I'm having, like, these suicidal thoughts and that, like, I'm going to be stuck and nothing's going to work. So it almost kind of feels like God is saying, hey, I gave you a chance. I brought all these miracles into your life. I improved your life. I blessed you. You did the right thing. But now that I'm getting back to it after falling off, it seems like he's saying, well, I gave you a chance and you threw it away. So why should I give you another chance? I know it sounds silly, but what are your thoughts on that?
So your question for me is what are my thoughts on what you going through,
yeah,
right now?
Like, oh, okay. Yeah, like, does God abandon people, like, after giving? Because he gave me a chance, it seems like. He really blessed me after I started working on myself, and I fell off. And now it seems like he's far away. Like, it seems like he doesn't want to give me another chance. So is that possible, or am I just in my thoughts?
First, let me ask, why did you stop praying during the silent prayer?
I don't know, Jesse. I don't have a logical answer.
Oh, okay.
I guess this is just me looking back in hindsight. I guess I thought since I'd been doing it every day for 2 years, since I forgave my parents, since things were going so well, maybe I just guessed, okay, like, things are just going to flow naturally now.
And where did you get that thought from?
as I said, I'm looking back in hindsight. In hindsight, I can tell it didn't come from the best place.
And where did it come from?
Probably from hell.
100%. What happened was you went back. First of all, God doesn't let anyone down. God doesn't leave anyone. He never forsakes you. You leave him. People leave God when they go back into the darkness of their imagination, when they become angry and they overreact and they think about the past or the future. Or Satan tells them, you know what, you don't need to be aware anymore. You don't need to do the silent prayer. You don't need to be in the light. And the moment you believe that, you go right back into darkness of thought, which is imagination, which is not of the light, which is not of God. So all you've done is gone back into the imagination. You're back in darkness. And God is still with you. But all you got to do is come back to the silent prayer and practice staying present. Everything is still working. All is still well. It's just that you went into the darkness of imagination. Now all these thoughts and feelings are coming, and you think that they're yours. You think that they're you, and that's the problem. You're not in despair, and so you're overreacting, and you're giving this feeling of despair, a false life, and now it's telling you, you might as well kill yourself. God is not with you anymore. You might as well kill yourself. Your future is not pretty. You may as well kill yourself. You don't have a lie, and you still believe in a lie. And that's what that's what the demon wants. He came to rob, deceive, rob, steal, and kill.
Right. But this time, as I said, like, the darkness is far worse. Like, I'm even having physical symptoms.
Come back to the light, man. Just come back to the present.
Right.
And don't call it you, and all is well. Now, as far as your physical problems, you may have to see a doctor. I'm not a doctor, so I can't recommend
No, he just said it's probably stress. They couldn't find anything. It's just when these thoughts come. But I do what you say. Like, I work through it. I just go by about my day. I ignore it completely. I just sit with it. But it seems like it's much worse than it was the first time around.
And the reason for that is that most human beings do not know they're living in darkness. They do not know that they're living in the imagination, in the thought, and the thoughts are telling them that they're intelligence. They're smart. They're better than. And all
oh my God! It's so funny that you said that. Just yesterday, I was thinking, like, you know what? Like, I'm pretty stupid. Like, in the moment, I thought I was making the right decisions. Like, I thought I was so smart that it was so, like, that I was doing the right thing, that this is the right decision. And now looking back on it, I'm like, God, like, that was the dumbest decision I've ever made.
Yeah. Intellectual people think that they are smart, not knowing there's only one smart person. that's God. No other person is intelligent but God. But Satan and the education system and the Bible make people think that they are smart people. There's only one intelligence, and that's God. And so what I recommend, do what you want. So as I was saying, you are now aware that there's something going on inside of you. And you're starting to understand if you stay with it, that it's not you. And you started to understand, if you stay with it, that you can't save yourself from this. And as a result of that, you got to give up trying to save yourself. Relax in the hell. Be aware of it, that you're feeling despair, a state of despair, or you're feeling worried, or you're feeling this or that. And live with it. Do nothing about it. You cannot save yourself from the darkness. And just go to work, go have your little dinner, whatever you do, sleep with this, walk with this, get up and lay down with this, drive with it, do nothing about it. Give up. And the spirit of truth will come in and destroy all of the darkness, and you will get to a point where you will not have to deal with darkness anymore. But you got to let the light destroy the darkness.
Right. So, yeah, don't snap at it. That's what I've been trying to do. Just just grit my teeth and just go through it.
And it's telling you, oh, you have let God down. God is done with you now. It's lying to you. Those voices that you hear are all evil demons, and they are lying to you because they want to destroy you. And they don't want you to have that relationship with the light within. So don't believe it. The pain that you're feeling is the pain of the demons. It's in the body, but it's not in you.
Yeah. Well, actually, it's been telling me, hey, look, some of us are God's children, some of us are Satan's children. So if you're Satan's child, I know. But this is what it's been telling me. Hey, if you're Satan's child, you have to serve Satan. You can't serve God because he's not your father. But yeah, it's the rabbit hole goes really deep.
It's time for you to make up your mind and realize I can't save myself. I'm tired of living like this. I'm done. And just be aware of it. Don't run away from it. Don't deny that you're having the thoughts. But don't identify with them. Don't call them you. Those are demons in the mind and in emotion.
Right.
All demons live in thoughts and feelings. Any human being that tell you that I'm a passionate, emotional person, they're telling you that they're demons, that they are of the devil. And so now, in order for you to reach paradise on earth, you got to go through hell. So relax and go through the hell.
Right, right. Like, it's so, like, I almost had it. Like, everything was going so well. Like, but I'm going to get back on track. I'm getting back on track. I'm not going to ruminate about the past.
Right. And then what happened was you went into thought. The demons told you, you know what, you got it now. You forgave your mother. You forgave your father. You've been doing the silent prayer. Everything is working. You're doing fine. You got it now. And you didn't realize at the time that you went back into thoughts. And thoughts is darkness. And because in God, there is no thoughts. There are no words. It's just living, but without words. And you went back into thoughts, and that's where you went wrong. But don't judge it. It's not happening to you. Just come back to the present, and you're fine.
Right, right.
And they're going to tell you that you're not fine, but don't believe it. Just watch it.
Right.
Don't argue with it. Don't fight with it. Don't fight with anyone or anything, including the demons in your own head. And don't fight with the demons inside of other people. It's just two demons fighting. You have nothing to prove to anyone or anything. Human beings are evil, so don't try to prove anything to the devil.
Wow, like you're reading my mind. Like people try to fight with me, and I snap back. Yeah, when I know it's not the right thing to do, I know it's not right to snap back. But you're absolutely right.
And when you catch yourself doing that, just stop right in the middle of it. The devil makes you want to snap back. Don't just stop and shock the devil, and he'll leave you.
Right.
Don't go.
Like I know what you're saying is true intellectually, but. Yeah, it's just enduring. Like you say, you just have to endure it.
All the way to the end. He who right. endures will receive the prize.
Right.
Stay with it, Ray.
All right. Thanks a lot, Jesse. Thanks for taking my call.
And God does not let you down. He is not turned against you at all. He's still with you. You just left him by going into your thoughts.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Jesse. I needed to hear that. Thanks for the help, as always.
All right, buddy. Take care.
All right. Thanks, Jesse.
Bye.
You too. Bye-bye. Bye.
Dear James, turn on Derek Boyd so he can read my notes up there. I've been waiting for him to respond. I don't think he sees them. Oh, okay. Thank you, Derek. He did. He responded. I didn't see it. My bad, Derek. I didn't see it. Charles is out of Los Angeles. Charles, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse, I've called into your show a couple times. I'm a big fan of yours. I was researching the African slave trade when it first originated, when Africans were sold to the Europeans.
Okay.
Are you aware? Do you understand the history of the transatlantic slave trade?
I know that that the Arabs went over to Mommy Africa. And they bought the blacks from the other black people, And they took them around the world and sold them in parts of the world, different parts of the world.
Quick question. Do you think that the blacks currently, that they should have reparations in the United States of America? Do you think that the United States of America, that we should give the current African-Americans or the blacks, we should give them money for the suffering
that they endured? What do you think about it? What do you think about it?
I think that's a bizarre. You know, I wasn't expecting that question actually. I think that no, I don't think so. I don't think so.
Are you black?
No, I'm white. I'm white.
Happy White History Month. And why you say no?
You know, Jesse, I look at you as a normal person. I don't look at you as white or black. You've got a unique voice. You have an intelligent voice. I like your show. If you were my neighbor, if I saw you at 7-Eleven, I'd be like, hey, Jesse, how are you? How's your day going? And that's it. I would move on. I would, like, if I had a job or a business, you seem smart. I would like to hire you. But or maybe you would hire me.
Because of time, why you say no to reparations?
Because I think the ancestors of the African or the blacks, they sold them. And I think you need to go back to where it all originated from.
Yeah.
These are people. I think they sold their people out. So if you want to talk about reparations, you got to go back to the 15th century. I think around maybe 1441. You need to go back to those people. Back to Africa.
One thing I absolutely agree with you on is that America don't owe black people anything. Not one thing. And they freed them from slavery. And they should be, the blacks, and some blacks are, but most are not, they should be grateful that they live in a country that freed them from slavery rather than enslaving them, keeping them enslaved. And so, as a result, America doesn't owe black people anything, not one dime, nothing. Because in this country, you can do whatever you want. And color has nothing to do with it at all. Male or female has nothing to do with it. And so the life that the blacks have and all people, the life that they have is the life that they want. They want a complaining, feeling like a victim, free stuff life, but you should not give it to them just because they want it.
So is it ever going to end?
No, it's not going to end. If white people were to say no and stop giving it to them, then it would end. But they have found out from their leaders and everyone that they can complain about the white man and the white man is afraid. So because of that, no, it's not going to end. It's going to only get worse.
Can I ask you one last question?
Yes.
Do you think that most races, whether they're Amish, Muslims, Jewish, Catholic, Baptist.
What's the question?
Do you think that they fear some blacks?
All people fear the blacks because the blacks are so vibrant.
Oh, dear Lord. Hey, Jesse, can I just say one last?
Thank you, Charles. I got to take a break. Back in a moment.
Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com, RebuildingTheMan.com/stores, and get Punchy's coffee.
Oh, what a mess. going on in this here old world. Am I right or am I right? I'm right. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Bible Thumper Thursday, y'all. The 2nd of July, AD 2026. It's the first Thursday of the month, everybody. And you know what that means, fellas? Fellows, it is Men's Forum tonight. First Thursday of the month, 7 p.m. at Bond in Los Angeles. If you need info, you can check out, go to the your web browser and type in rebuildingtheman.com/events. Or if you need to contact Bond, you can call the office, 323-782-1980, 323-782-1980, country code 001, you know, okay, if you're a foreigner and you have international calling or whatever. But the office is not currently open, so you just leave a message and the front desk will give you a call back. Is the plan. Nice. But right on. And JLP, we'll be right back to your calls. We'll get to your super chats as well. We did see them. We appreciate them. Hang on, callers. There is one line open. You can call in right now, even during fake news, not fake news, to get on hold, to get on air with JLP. Nice. CNN, Commie Nonsense Network, says the Supreme Court, so-called, has wrapped up one of its consequential, most consequential terms in recent years, according to them. Issuing rulings that reached into nearly every corner of American life, so they say, from immigration and elections to schools and presidential authority. Some major takeaways from the thing was Trump versus Slaughter on executive power. Trump was able to fire so-called independent agency chiefs in some cases, but not all cases. And West Virginia Mountain Mama said the states can ban the transgenders from the wrong gender sports. And in Trump versus Barbara, the so-called Supreme Court says that the 14th Amendment, according to them, says that you have to allow the self-destruction of America to continue by way of shenanigans with regard to people born here. What a mess. Birthright citizenship. And marijuana and gun rights. Just because you use marijuana doesn't mean you can't have guns, said the Supreme Court. Shoo. That's a shoo on behalf of you guys. All right? You guys. Pot users. Shout out. No judgment. Although there is judgment. You can hear it. And Colorado conversion therapy ban. The Foist Amendment. Read about it. You can get counseling or whatever for ungaying yourself as young people or whatever. And the National Republican Senatorial Committee versus the FEC, the court struck down federal spending limits on coordinated campaign expenditures for political parties. Whatever. Anyway, that's a little bit of the rundown if you comprehended what I was saying. Trump's wealth. President Trump Wednesday took his first flight aboard the new Air Force One, a luxury Boeing jet donated by the government of Qatar. The aircraft, an unconditional gift estimated to be worth $400 million, has raised so-called legal, so-called ethical, and so-called national security concerns. Even though it is Boeing. Boeing is an American company. But Qatar owned it, and they gave it to us. That's nice. It comes as Trump faces renewed scrutiny over claims he is profiting from the presidency, even though the Air Force One has nothing to do with Trump himself personally. After new financial disclosures showed his wealth has soared since retaking office and Florida resorts have posted record-breaking revenue gains. He's good for America, and that's good for him, too. Nice. I heard he got $1 billion in crypto. Well, by way of his companies, and he doesn't even talk to them. So that doesn't sound like insider trading to me, necessarily. But what do I know? Nothing. Peace talks. Qatar says that indirect U.S.-Iran talks have made positive progress, offering a hopeful sign for diplomacy. You know, going to end that war thing. I'm James Hake. Now back to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. Hour two.
Thank you.
got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the racists with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We also are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question is life physical or spiritual? Is life physical or spiritual? Let's get physical. Is life physical or spiritual? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, but you would love to continue to listen to the show as it is happening, you can. On your phone, you can podcast and listen on your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Don't forget to like these videos. Hit like. Hit like right now while we're waiting. 1, 2, 3. It's Thursday. And every Thursday, because we love the Bible Thumpers and recognize that the Bible Thumpers need a little bit more time because all they can think about is the Bible. They don't know how to communicate anymore. They just quote scriptures. So we love them. So we said, let's do Thursday so we have a little bit more time for the Bible Thumpers. So it is. And it will always be Bible Thumper Thursday.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Are you ready?
I don't feel your faith.
I don't feel your faith. Are you ready? Are you
ready? Yeah. The Lord is up in here. But which Lord are you talking about? It's a spiritual battle, a warfare between good and evil. Amazing. Let me go to Craig out of Texas. Craig, you are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse.
Hey, Craig.
Hey, I called in yesterday. Let's see. say real quick that I'm I talked to Grady, not really, and we're having a competition to see who can call in the most. I called in yesterday, and I wanted to say, and then briefly, I called in and I asked about, I was saying, hey, I want to find a woman to go dancing with, but I don't want to have,
yeah,
have
I remember
a
that
sexual
call,
relationship.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to say thanks. You know, I didn't, at one point during the call, I almost said, well, it doesn't matter because I'm going to the club tonight, so we'll find out. And, but I didn't go. And then I'm also, is life spiritual or physical? This whole conversation, my answer is both. And this,
you responded to the biblical question?
Yes.
Is life physical or spiritual?
Yes, sir. And I'm saying both.
It's both physical and spiritual? And why do you say that?
Yes. And hopefully this conversation is an example of that. And the reason I didn't need to go to the, that your advice was so good and that it was good for me to.
But why do you say life is both physical and spiritual?
Can I answer by example?
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Your advice was very good, and it was good that I took your advice. On the physical side of things, I mentioned that I'm 56, and I'm pushing my body too hard lately, and so it wouldn't have made sense to go last night because my body needed rest. And then on the spiritual side, I had asked the question something like, "Hey, as long as I don't kiss a woman, I'm in good shape, or I'm good to go." And then I was, you know, looking over that, and I was saying, "Oh, that's crazy," or "I don't understand exactly," but it's it alerted me that I'm not ready to pursue that. And so that's the spiritual side of it. And then it's Bible Thumper Thursday.
I appreciate that. I will put my little two cents on Sunday. Thank you, Craig. I appreciate it.
If you have any more time, do you for me?
Do you have a quick question for me or something?
It's a Bible Thumper Thursday.
Okay.
And you guys were talking about despair. And right. I have two Bible verses. I'm sorry, I can't give you the exact number, but Abraham and Isaac, I think, are the correct names. Abraham is the father, and Isaac is the son, and he's going to go up on the mountain because God tells him to take his son up there. And he's going to kill his son. What's the word? It's a sacrifice. And in the past, my brain had thought, it was worried, right? I've got to do it just like Abraham. And if I don't do it just right, then chaos or catastrophe is going to happen. Now I'm realizing.
Who told Abraham to do that?
I think the Bible says God told him to get up and head to the mountaintop with Isaac in preparation of a sacrifice.
And who said that?
Needed on the
who
mountain.
Said that God said that?
Yeah, I don't have the scripture in front of me, but that's the way my memory says it, is that God told him that either in a dream or a vision, or he just woke up and he was like, hey, God told me I got to do this, is my memory.
Oh, so I'm being told, did Moses write Genesis? I'm being told that's in Genesis.
I believe that's in Genesis. That's correct. And then my other Bible, I could just finish by saying,
if God told Moses to do that, it was because God wasn't into sacrifice, he was into mercy. And he didn't want Moses or anyone to, it wasn't even Moses, it was Abraham, I believe. But
Abraham, yeah, Abraham.
It was not Moses. And
yes, sir.
And God just didn't want, God did not want human being to have any other God but him, because any other God that you have will destroy you, including your own children. But and James, who wrote that God said that? Moses wrote it, okay. But God was not into that kind of sacrifices. He was into mercy and not physical sacrifice like that.
What it means to me this morning, anyway, is that, hey, don't worry about it. Whatever you do, God's got you, and just forget about your despair and just go on with it.
Are you doing the sign
other
of
Bible
prayer?
Verse? Yes, sir.
And you forgave your mother?
Yes, sir.
You went to her?
She was dead once I received your message.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, just do the silent prayer. Stay with it and stay out of those thoughts. Don't believe them. And all that crazy stuff would disappear.
If I could mention something about the silent prayer that's based in, I told you that I'm a science guy, so I can't get away from it, you know?
Right.
But it's based in science. You can look, that's a stupid saying. You can look it up. But science says that when you do the silent prayer, it's allowing the left and right sides of your brain to communicate, and that's the physical world. And then in the spiritual world, that's represented by your consciousness and your subconsciousness, which is, it's important that those guys communicate.
Well, I don't know about the first part of what you said. That may or may not be true, but I don't know. I know that when you do be still, amazing things happen, good things happen to the body, that's for sure. But I do know that when you be still like that and just become aware of the darkness, you allow the light of God, the nature of God, to come in and save you from the darkness. He will destroy the enemy that's inside of your mind and emotions.
There's three keys in your message that I think that are super fundamental that I'm taking with me no matter where I go, and that's the forgiveness, the silent prayer, and always, every time I try to say them all three at the same time, I have a hard time. Forgiveness, silent prayer, and, drop my anger and fear.
Yeah, absolutely.
if I carry those are the keys to the kingdom, baby.
100%. Craig, thank you, man.
Thank
I
you,
appreciate
Jesse.
It. Okay. Stay with it, all right?
Bye-bye.
Stay with it.
Okay, I will.
All right.
I will.
Okay. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Alan while Hake is coming in and talk to, let me go to Missouri and talk to Alan. Alan, you are on the air.
Oh, my gosh. I'm such a fan. Sorry, I'm a little nervous.
Relax.
Deep breaths. But anyways, so I had a quick question. I have a gut feeling on what I think I should probably do, but I just want your opinion on it.
Okay.
So, I got a friend, and, I guess he used to be a friend. I've lost two friends, I guess, recently, about 9 months ago. And, about 9 months ago. And, one of them's white, and him and I agree with quite a few things, and I could probably become friends with him again, but he's kind of a beta male, unfortunately.
Are you white?
I am.
Okay. Happy White History Month.
The other one. Oh, Happy White History Month. Thank you.
Okay.
And the other one is also a beta male, I would say, probably, or at least pretty well half of one. And he's black. But him and I disagree on some beliefs, but we could agree to disagree. But he did marry someone who's liberal, so I'm kind of worried that right whenever the friendship broke up is when he got married to her. So I'm kind of thinking, like, do you think it's a waste of time to try and build that friendship, or should I at least try, or just pray for him only for now and just kind of, you know.
I highly recommend.
I've already forgiven both of them.
I highly recommend you do what you want, but I highly recommend you never try to build anything like that. Friendship is an illusion. When you get married, if you get married, don't try to make a relationship work. if it doesn't work naturally, it's not meant to be because it's not from God. And if you try to make it work, it's going to only get worse and not better. I recommend you wish them well. They were never friends anyway. Friendship is just a word. It has no real meaning at all. And I would just wish them well and move on. Be done with them, but just don't resent them.
For sure.
And because if you do, they're going to take advantage of you.
Yeah. That's what kind of happens whenever the split kind of which a lot of, you know, I'll admit any fault I messed up on. But it wasn't even him. It was actually some of his friends or whatever from a different area. And him and my other friend I just mentioned, my wife friend, whatever, they didn't really have my back. It kind of, and I, unfortunately, my fault, I kind of got upset and angry.
Maybe my fault. But be done with them, Alan. Wish them well. No more contact.
For sure.
No more contact or anything.
For sure, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And never, ever, ever, never, 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 but never, as long as you walk this planet, never try to convince anyone of anything.
Okay.
All right.
Good point. I'll keep that in mind. I just recently had someone else tell me that recently. I think the Lord's speaking to me, both through the other person and through you now. I've heard it twice now within a short period of time.
Are you married?
I am.
You don't try to convince your wife of anything. Don't try to make your marriage work. Put no effort into anything and let life happen naturally. And if it's not meant to be, it will end. If it were meant to be, it will happen without you trying. Even your wife would take advantage of your weakness if you try to make the marriage work, you try to please her or anything. Stop trying to make life work.
For sure. I've learned the hard way on not following that. I definitely want to take that advice for sure on that, because I've already been trying to do that multiple times, it seems, and a lot of it fails.
How long have you been married?
And all of it, I think. Let's see, eight and a half years.
And have you forgiven your mother? No.
Now, I've forgiven her of where I need to forgive her.
Did you tell her?
Yeah. I've told her. I've said it in the way, because right now she's got memory issues. She got Parkinson's as well. But I've said it in the way a few times. I do it with gentle hands, because she's already got enough stress from other bull crap. Sorry. From other craziness from some siblings of mine, unfortunately. But when I do talk to her about stuff like that, I do it kind of gently, because
what did you say her to her when you went and forgave her?
She brought up something that she felt bad about. I said, "Hey, it's okay, you know, it's all good, and I understand that you're just doing." And actually, what she did was actually. You know, it wasn't that bad, but it was embarrassing for me. I was like, it's all right. You know, you did what you could. You did your best, really. And, I tried to,
Alan,
I've never had really much resentment, though.
Alan, you don't love your mother. And I will highly, do what you want. I will highly recommend your other brothers and sister hate her, too, because she's evil. And she's done the same thing to you. And I highly recommend that you do what you want, though. Even though she got Alzheimer's, I highly recommend you go and forgive her for what she's done to you. Mother, I am sorry for resenting you. You imposed your will on me, or you turned, whatever she did, turn me away from my father. I become like you. The woman I'm married to is just like you. I'm trying to be friends with people. I am weak, and I realize it's because I am not forgiving you. I'm sorry for it. And don't ask her for forgiveness. You forgive her. God will forgive you. And then forgive your father for not protecting you from your mother. And everything would change for you, because you would then have love. And you're showing a like of love for your mother by trying to prevent her from dealing with her emotions, which are evil, and you're showing her hate and not love by being concerned about how she's going to feel and all that kind of stuff. That's not love. That's hate.
Okay. All right.
What do you think
about
that?
I'll have to see about doing that then, I guess, before she, because she, her brain's still there, her mind's still there, where I can talk to her about stuff, I guess.
And don't let the devil tell you, oh, well, she got enough problems already. You don't want to stress her out. You are not responsible for your mother's emotions at all. And you're not supposed to protect evil in her. You're just supposed to not resent her for being evil. Forgive her. Her mother screwed her up, too.
Yeah. Well, I'll definitely forgive her on that and make sure to tell her in person, like you said, and whatnot.
And the reason
I said that about my siblings, do what? Go ahead.
The reason you said that about your siblings is what?
Well, because some of them are kind of, one of them has the power of attorney, and they're kind of getting back at her very easily. And, like, they're not trying to actually help her.
Because they
hate
her.
She could be taking certain stuff that would help her. Yeah, and it's just, I tell you what, I don't like to be physical, violent. So there's times I've been thinking mentally I'd like to strike a sister of mine even. I know she's my sister, but, well, I'm not going to do that, I promise.
You're a mama's boy.
Yeah, probably. Well, I mean, it's just like to respect our elders. I think it's important
to
respect her.
No, respect means don't resent your parents. It doesn't mean you be a mama's boy with her. Your brothers and sisters are showing you how much they hate her because she screwed their lives up too. But because you a mama boy, you identify with mama, and now you hate them instead of not judging them so you can understand they need to forgive their mama too.
Yeah, for sure. They, especially the one that's kind of got the power over her, it seems. And I try not to hate them.
But you do.
I'm just frustrated.
You can't try not
like
to hate. Frustration is hatred. You shouldn't be feeling anything about what they're doing with your mother. That's their mother. They can do what they want.
Yeah.
But you're judging them because you're a mama's boy.
Oh, shoot. Yeah. I try not to be a beta, though. I try to stay as an alpha as best I can.
But a mama's boy is a beta. You can't even deal with your mama.
Oh, man, no. I got to get out of the beta.
Yeah,
then.
But you're never going to get out of the beta until you learn to love. Love your enemy. Yeah. Love God and love your enemy. Then the beta thing would disappear.
All right. For sure. I want to work on that and do that. Because I don't want to be beta anymore either. Also now.
How old are you now?
32.
Have you forgiven your father for not protecting you from your mother?
My dad passed away this year, but I had a pretty decent father, but I can still forgive him spiritually, you know, mentally.
You forgiven your father for not protecting you from your mother?
No, not, I mean, kind of, I guess, not really.
Have you forgiven your father for not protecting you from your mother?
No.
Alan, you got to forgive. You're in the same situation with your wife that your father was in with your mother.
Well, the reason why is I never felt like I needed to forgive him, though, because he was a good father.
He didn't protect you from your mother.
He tried his best.
Right.
He was working a lot, and she was at home. She was an at-home mother, and he was working quite a bit.
So here's what happened, Alan. Your brothers and sister rebelled against the evil in your mother because, you know, they couldn't handle it, so they rebelled. You gave in because you couldn't handle the pressure of your mother. You gave in, and you identified with your mother, and your mother hates your brothers and sisters. She hates your daddy, and now you have the same spirit your mother has.
Oh, I don't think. I try and be.
If you didn't, you would be hating your brother and sister.
Well, again, I try not to. I don't hate them.
Yes,
I
you do hate them. You're frustrated with them.
Frustrated.
You want to slap your sister.
They're annoying. Well, only because of the thing that she was extremely disrespectful to my, like, my mom was crying because she wanted the family to get back together and heal because there was a split that happened, long story. And my sister started laughing at her. And I'm like, who the hell laughs at an elderly woman that's crying and feel, you know, that's sad about her kids splitting up? Because we were all really close. At least we thought we were. And then we split this past year. And my mom is just overwhelmed. And she kind of, you know, she's saddened by that.
You know why your sister was laughing at your mother?
I'm not going to say why. I'm really frustrated. I'm kind of annoyed with her. But why? What's up?
Because she knew your mother when she was crying, she was lying.
Well,
when she's crying, she's lying. And it's your mother is the one that divided the family like that. They finally got away and stopped pretending that they love one another. It's because of they resent your mother.
Well, the split happened for a different reason, I think. But, no, yeah, I think I know what you're saying, though.
No, it happened because they resent your mother. Other issues may have come about that caused it to really split up. But if they had loved your mother by not resenting your mother, nothing would cause them to split up.
That's a good point. That's very true. I think all 9 of us need to work on that.
Absolutely.
Sure. 9 of us total.
All yeah. 9 had the same devil mother.
Oh, shoot. Yeah. dang it. So, all right. Well, I appreciate it. I hope I didn't take up too much time. Like I said, I'm a huge fan of Jesse, and I appreciate it again for the advice. I'm going to definitely take it all.
You're welcome.
I got a good memory. So.
Do you,
for sure.
Are you,
yes, sir.
Are you doing the silent prayer?
I haven't done it in a while. I need to go see the video on that again.
Yeah, you stay with that. Stay with that so you can see your way out of your situation.
For sure.
And the last thing, do you have children?
We don't, actually. It's a long story also, unfortunately. But
why did you get married if you were not going to have children?
I've always wanted children, and my wife kind of, you know, she kind of does too. She does struggle to get pregnant, but she, at the same time, well, now we've got some stepchildren.
Your wife had children already?
What?
Your wife had children before you married her?
She had one, well, she don't keep staying in contact with her as much, but yeah, she had one already. But then we had some that we've taken in from through the foster care, but we're done. We don't do the foster care system anymore. So we're going to try ourselves, you know, which we've been trying, but we're going to try some more, you know, for ourselves, you know, to have biological children.
Right.
Well, we've got two. One doesn't contact us anymore because she's been twisted by her boyfriend. And unfortunately she's a liberal, but, the other one, she kind of sporadically moved out, but she's not a liberal. So, but we stay in contact.
Did you protect your stepchildren? I mean, your adopted children from your wife?
The best I could. Probably not perfectly. I'll admit that. But yeah. as I could.
You should do what you want, but I will apologize to them. You know what? I understand why y'all hate your stepmother, your adopted mother, but I should have protected you from it. I was wrong. I didn't know how to deal with her either.
Yeah, for sure. That's absolutely true, unfortunately. Yes, sir.
All right, Alan, I got to run. You stay with it, man. Stay with it. Stay with it, all right?
Thank you. You too. Thank you.
All right, buddy. Back in a moment. You can't run from evil within yourself or outside of self. You got to deal with it. And you need good in order to deal with evil. And God is good. You need to return to the Father. And you'll see within you, He will fight the battle for you. and he will fight it without, because he will show you how to deal with it, and you will have no fear. Love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your might, along with nothing else. Nothing else means yourself, your children, your wife, your things, your ego, your reputation, and all that. You can't care about any of that. The children of anger will use it to control you. But if you love God, he will renew your mind, and none of those things will be before him. And so when they go after you, oh, well, you may take my body, you may take my things, but you're not going to take my soul. And that's a true reality. Okay, welcome back. 888-77-JESSE. Don't forget to like the videos. Couple announcement. Check out our merch. Amazing merch. Number one, we're celebrating 250 years of America. And we have some amazing stuff. First thing, a silver coin. Amazing, major investment. Watch this ad. Hi, I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. 2026 marks 250 years of America, and they have put my face on this beautiful silver coin to commemorate this occasion. That's amazing. Call 800-411-2663. That's 800-411-BOND. Grab yours now before they are gone. Amazing. Happy 250-year America. You can, there we have Punchy's Coffee. Oh, good. Punchy's Coffee makes you want to holler. Throw up both your hands. I have my own coffee. I never imagined that was possible. Nor did I ever imagine one day I would be on a silver coin. You can invest in and help it burn. And so amazing Punchy's Coffee. And then my books. My books are amazing. Everything amazing, Jesse. Except baby Jessica's daddy. But check out my books. And I will sign them for you. The Antidote is only on Kindle right now. We got to have some reprinted. But it's an amazing book. The last one I wrote. And then the 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual Family and Fighter Success Guy, a little small guy. And I wrote this 7 Guaranteed Step because a lot of people think that you got to have this or that to start a business. And I started my first business with no money, zero. And one thing happened after another. The doors just opened up. When one thing happened, then another thing happened. And so the 7 Guaranteed Step, a little small pocket guy, you just put it in your pocket. And ladies, you can carry it around in your purse. And 7 Guaranteed Step, if you do them, even if you have a job, because I wanted to start a business, I had a job, but I didn't have the money to start a business. It's so amazing. And there's a little pocket guy. And then for Raise to Responsibility, Raise to Responsibility, and last but not least, Scam, How the Black Leadership Exploits Black America. And they're still doing it, even worse now than they did with the so-called Civil Rights Movement, during the Civil Rights Movement. So I will sign the books. And then we have, it is White History Month. July is White History Month. So we have White History Merch. It is amazing. You know, yesterday I wore my White History T-shirt to the gym. And white people, like, secretly said to me, I didn't know that white history. What's that about? And then I would tell them, and they would laugh about white history because they would feel uncomfortable about it. They would really feel uncomfortable about celebrating white history. Isn't that amazing? They have every other celebration in the white man's country, but not white history. But the white people feel uncomfortable about it. They're like, oh, that's cool, but I don't know. An elderly white man, as I was leaving, was coming into the gym or going into the gym, and he whispered and told me, he's like, oh, man, I appreciate it. Is that real? White history, really? I'm like, yeah. He's like, you know, I love the Negroes. I'm like, I do too. I do too. He was like, and he shook my hand. He was like, I really appreciate White History Month. He was whispering. White people, y'all got to overcome fear. And then we have more merch, T-shirts, from Bond T-shirt, the Jesse Lee Peterson Show and everything, mugs and hoodies and all kind of good stuff. So because of time, go to jesseleepeterson.shop, jesseleepeterson.shop, or rebuildingtheman.com. All right? And you can also make a donation to my nonprofit for 36, maybe 37 years, but 36 for sure. We have been rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Go to jesseleepeterson.com to make a donation or call 800-411-BOND. All right? 800-411-2663. Thank you all for helping us to help others. It is tax deductible. Super chat.
Nice. Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk, Sharon says Lulu was the one in the movie To Sir with Love back in the 60s.
Lulu?
Uh-huh.
I had a cousin named Lulu. He dead now.
Well, this is a woman.
But I grew up with a cousin. We called him Lulu, but I think his name was something else.
Right.
But we called him Lulu.
Maybe Lou or Lewis. I'm just totally guessing. I don't know.
Yeah, I forgot. I forgot what his real name was. I'm so used to Lulu.
This is that Lulu gal that...
I think his real name was Hubert or Herbert or something like that. But go ahead.
Interesting. You know, Josh from Georgia, like...
Thank you, Lulu.
The Scottish singer, British Scottish singer Lulu Kennedy Cairns, who wrote that song for old, co-wrote that song for old, what's her name, Don't Really Want to Fight.
I don't want to fight no more. It's time for letting go.
I don't want to fight.
Let's sleep on it tonight. I don't want to fight no more. Too much talking, baby. Who's that from? Lulu?
Well, Sharon says Lulu was the one in the movie To Sir with Love.
Thank you, Sharon. To Sir with Love was a good movie.
Oh, you're familiar with it?
Oh, yeah.
To Sir with Love. 1967 film.
It was very nice. That's when black people were black people.
Oh, it had Sidney Poitier.
Yep.
Or however you pronounce it.
And that's when black people used to make movies and they weren't jealous of the white people.
Mm-hmm.
They just kind of did their own thing. And the black movies in those days was amazing. But that's gone now. They're mad at the white man, so they're trying to imitate the white man. And they have no real talent. And then they come up with these phony slave movies because of no talent. But thank you, Sharon. I appreciate it.
Sharon says, I never miss your shows or church, Jesse. I became a new member last month. Love y'all. Happy White History Month.
Thank you. Love you back. And happy White History Month. That's amazing.
Lori, with a biblical question, answers.
Is life physical or spiritual?
Spiritual. All physical things are results of what's happening spiritually. I don't see people. I see spirits controlling people and myself. For example, I noticed my thoughts making me exhausted. When I just kept going, the thoughts went away and I had energy. That's all spirit controlling the illusion of the physical. Mind-blowing. Thanks, Jesse.
Thank you, and I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday. I appreciate it.
3 coffees from Seeker. I'm not sure if it's possible, but I'd like to suggest a topic for you and your experts. Should the husband be in the labor room during childbirth? I think it would be an interesting discussion, especially as your panel spans multiple generations.
Should the husband be in the... labor room?
Discussion for the experts idea.
Oh. Should she be in there?
Should the husband be in the labor room while the wife is giving birth?
And what do you say?
Not necessarily.
What do you say, Nick? You expert.
I don't know.
Should the husband be in the labor room while the lady is giving...
He's not a doctor.
What?
He's not a doctor.
Who?
The husband.
So should he be in the labor room?
I don't think so.
And why not?
Because don't doctors go there?
Man, I don't know how that works. Nurses.
They had doctors. Family and nurses.
You're like, with the, you're like with the family, whatever, and then they're like, okay, we gotta go, and then only doctors go there, and it's just like, okay, let the doctors do the doctor thing.
Nowadays, doctors let you in though.
Right.
I think.
Because the husband,
I assume
the wife said, "I don't want to have no
the
baby."
Husband will hold her hand. And, the husband holds her hand like in Lamaze class or whatever, and says, "Push."
Oh, I've seen like
in the movies, right?
Yeah,
yeah.
What's the big deal? Like if
they
want to
know shit, they're going there or not. According to the
student. Oh yeah, yeah. Like if they want, if he wants to, I guess.
Okay, and you say
he wouldn't want to unless the wife is controlling him.
Oh.
I say no. Watching a baby being born when you're there looking up in there is gross.
My friend is a husband.
You don't have to look.
And he was there and he watched it and he's like, oh my gosh, you take all the time you need to recover. He was traumatized.
It's
and they only
gross.
Have two kids, maybe three.
I can't tell you the number of men gave into the weakness of the woman. And they went into the room to watch the baby be coming out there. And now they don't even want to have sex with their wives anymore.
Yep.
Because they said that it one of the worst, grossest experiences they ever had, and it was a turnoff. And so the men are only doing that because they're beta males, and they'll listen to the woman, and that's why they end up suffering. No. You don't need to be in there. And don't let her tell you, oh, you need to hold my hand. That's dumb. But I say no. Do what you want, though. It's a turn off. Amazing. Thank you.
Wish granted. Thank you for the request. On the spot, fulfilled. Seeker.
Thank you.
Seeker also says, with another coffee, Happy White History Month, with an exclamation mark. Thinking about the great thinkers, inventors, builders, and designers who came before me fills me with joy and appreciation.
Amazing. Thank you for that White History moment. And a super chat. I appreciate it.
Eugene. Good morning, Jesse and crew. Happy White History Month with five coffees.
Amazing. Thank you, Eugene. Amazing.
Jamie. She fixes her lips. They always look perfect. Never a smudge line. Never too much.
Who?
She.
Who?
Doesn't say.
Who is that from?
Jamie, who is not a woman.
Thank you, Jamie. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Thank you, Jamie. Who also says... Some of the scariest monsters are the ones inside us. Crypt Keeper.
Those are the only scary monsters, the one inside of you. You get over the fear of them, you will have no more fear of anybody or anything else. And you will understand that human beings who try to hurt you, they have those same scary demons inside of them. And human beings are evil. They have no love for one another at all. They're pure evil. They have no love for their own family members, whatever culture you're supposed to be belonging to. It's all evil. Those demons control all human beings until they overcome. That's amazing. Thank you.
Games for Rec, 348 gold pills, as well as the cookie on pill.net. Donations and gifts.
Right on. Thank you. Amazing.
Chuck and Jivin, cotton candy, sweet and low. Let me see that Tootsie Roll smile. BMF Global.
Amazing. Thank you.
Robert, tithes, offerings, and a couple of thumps. Thanks, y'all. Five coffees.
Thank you, Robert. I appreciate it.
Jamie with two coffees. Jesse, Louisiana Medicaid Fraud Control Unit just made a large bust, according to our attorney general. They posted a group photo of all the 21 suspects, all minorities. What's wrong with these people?
What's wrong with the blacks? They hate their mothers. They're angry. And they cannot see what they're doing. And it's awful because no one is pointing the blacks back to forgiveness of their mothers and forgive their fathers for not protecting them from their mothers. And everything would change. It's the spirit of evil that's made a home in them. At one time, the blacks knew this before the Civil Rights Movement, but they lost their way with this lie that racism exists. Amazing. Thank you.
Wow, you were right. You familiar with the story, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, he said minorities. He didn't say blacks. And then I look it up. Mostly blacks. A couple of women who don't look black. Anyway.
Amazing. Thank you.
I was trying to make sure we were factual. Right. Bree K, five coffees, no message.
Thank you, Bree K.
Jamie, the devil has been a yoke on the neck of humanity since we first began and to think and dream. Hannibal Lecter.
Amazing. Thank you.
That's that guy who ate people in that movie? Silence of the Lambs.
Oh, yeah. That was an interesting movie.
I have never seen it.
Really? You should see it. You should definitely watch it.
I did download an app by which I can rent movies.
You should watch it.
Because, you know, I don't really have a TV to speak of.
You should watch it.
I have homework already from Ronnie from Ohio and other people. Hassan.
What's your homework?
To watch Godfather, to watch Scarface, to watch Nightmare Before Christmas. Anyway, thank you, Jamie, for the Hannibal Lecter quote.
You're right. Thank you, Jamie. Amazing suggestion for a movie.
And somebody told me to delete the app and preserve my innocence.
Okay.
Speaking
of Ronnie from Ohio, right?
Yeah.
Our friend Ronnie?
Yeah.
I heard the conversation somewhat of. I heard a lot of. I don't know if I heard the whole conversation about the Supreme Court decision to let the anchor babies stay.
Yeah, call people born in here Americans.
And what I didn't understand about it sounded like, and then I may be quoted wrong, but it sounded like Ronnie thought that or think that if a person is homeless and she has a baby, then she's should be able to. The baby should be able to become a citizen, right?
Uh huh.
But if the person is homeless and they are an American citizen, they will have some type of ID to say that they were born in America. Even if they don't have it on them, they got a birth certificate located somewhere in the United States that you can prove that they were born in America, the mother was born in America. But if she doesn't have, that means she wasn't born in America. Or she was born and hid for the rest of her life.
Yeah, stowaway American.
Yeah. Homeless people have IDs.
True.
They may not have them on them at the time, but they're located in a county court of records somewhere.
Yeah.
That they have birth certificates.
Or some address or whatever.
Or something, yeah. Mm-hmm. They weren't always homeless.
Indeed.
Is that the way to...
He was saying that Clarence Thomas's interpretation of the 14th Amendment, although he was not calling it an interpretation, he was saying that Clarence Thomas was coming up with a whole new, different law.
No, he was right off. Justice Thomas was 100% about what he was saying.
I agree.
Maybe Ronnie didn't know the thing about everybody got an ID.
Some people think that their interpretation is the only way to interpret things, and they don't realize that there can be a difference of opinion about what the Constitution and amendments actually say.
Oh, I got you. Yeah. Okay. Amazing.
Jamie Hake just sent y'all a gift. Check your email, bud, at Hake Report. Let me know how you like it. And indeed, I did get a gift that would cover Little Caesars for The Office, if that's what you're saying. Thank you, Jamie.
Right on. Thank you.
You guys like Little Caesars?
I can't wait until the show is over.
My mouth is watering.
I'm telling you. Thank you. I wasn't aware of that. Thank you, Jamie.
Charlotte.
Jamie, right?
Yeah, Jamie.
Thank you, Jamie.
Thank you, Mr. Jamie.
We'll have pizza today.
Hey, my stomach is growling for it.
Right on.
Harvey Hubble invented the electrical socket and electrical outlet. Before his invention, people had to screw their appliance into the light bulb socket in the ceiling. Something that we take for granted today makes our lives so much easier because of his invention. Happy White History Month.
Thank you for your White History moment. I appreciate it. I got to end there.
Okie dokie. We'll read the rest later, y'all.
Thank you all so much.
I thought that you had that they still had like lamp stands that you could... Maybe not.
Did you guys find that story where that white guy was at a bar?
Oh, I neglected to look it up.
Watching the sports game with his friends, and then he would walk. According to the story, he was walking back home. A white guy, and two black guys tried to rob him, and they took his phone, and he ran after them to get his phone, and then apparently they threw it under a car or something near his home, because he wasn't far away from his home, according to the story. And according to the report, they killed him. The two black guys killed him. Well, I saw Fox News this morning. They caught one of the black guys that killed this white guy.
Oh, this was South Philadelphia. Had you guys covered this?
Yeah, we've covered before.
Yes. You know, I was thinking Philadelphia because that's like a college town. And this was a 22-year-old Penn State senior, Billy Schmidt, according to Google AI. Walking home around 1:30 a.m., big mistake, after watching the NBA finals with friends at a bar.
He's
yards
in Philadelphia.
Yeah. Yards from his family's home, though. I guess he's from that area.
Yeah.
1900 block of Durfort Street. Two masked teens robbed him of his cell phone. Surveillance footage captured the suspects throwing the phone under a parked car with Schmidt chasing them to retrieve it. During the chase, one of the suspects turned and shot him in the chest. His father later found the phone under the car and gave it to police. Schmidt rushed to the hospital but pronounced dead. And they arrested Philly police obtained arrest warrants for two 16-year-old suspects, Kaisim Smith and Azubair Oten-Fleming. Azubair was arrested in Colorado. And Kaisim Smith, pardon my butchering of the names, remains at large with the U.S. Marshals Service offering a reward for info leading to his capture.
Two black guys took the life of an innocent white guy who would not bother them
June 6th.
According to a report, just coming home from the sports bar, and they killed him. I told you, white people are under genocide, and no one cares. And they pretend it's not happening. But they did. I saw on the Fox show this morning that I didn't have time to really watch it, but they captured one of them. They showed a picture of a black guy.
Wow.
And I didn't know if it was Massachusetts or
Pennsylvania. Really,
yeah, I didn't know exactly where it happened. I forgot. Amazing story, though. Let me go to first-time caller out of Ohio. Thomas, you are on the air. Hey, Thomas.
You can hear me okay?
I can now.
Okay, great. Well, Jesse, I have a basic assertion. I'd like to get your feel on it. And basically, the assertion is as it says in John, our primary goal is to take on Jesus. And have him be a part of us.
To do what?
That our primary goal with in our walk with the Lord is to take on more and more of Christ. He would be displacing the other that used to be us. Is that your understanding?
And he would be displacing what?
The other, the rest of the stuff that we used to be. In other words, we become more and more him and what he is.
And what other stuff were you before?
Well, I guess you'd call that more of the world.
Yeah, Thomas, can you hold for me?
Sure.
Let me take a break, all right? I got to take a break. When I come back, straight to the phones, the hate news is now, not the fake news, and I'll be back in a moment. I noticed after a while that when these guys overcome their anger, they have amazing ideas about starting a business, but because they've been told that if you don't get a loan from the bank, or if you don't have a five-year plan, or if you don't do this, and it's just simply not true, it's the first step. With faith, then all things are possible. But the most important thing is to return to the Father. That yearning that you have, that emptiness, that void, is not for more stuff. It's not for more friends. It is a return to the Father, because there's no way you can return to God and be angry at your earthly father. So thank you all so, so much, right? People around the world donated to Bond at rebuildingtheman.com, or they call 800-411-2663. And we're still committed to pointing the right way for men and women to return to the Father.
C CNN reports, according to Commie Nonsense Network, the U.S. Navy is searching for a crew member after a helicopter made an emergency landing, if you will, although it didn't land on land, landing Wednesday in the Arabian Sea. Wouldn't it be called seeing? But anyway, underscoring the ongoing risks that troops face even as talks supposedly halt the fighting and they have a supposed ceasefire. But a helicopter had to make a crash landing in the sea, I guess, on purpose. Crash seeing. Crash into the sea. Whatever. You guys think I know it. I think you know what I mean. Anyway, that's the news over there. Where they, Arabian Sea, you know, U.S. and Iran, right? Talks. Qatar says that there's positive progress. Venezuela rescue efforts remain underway a week after those twin earthquakes, 7.2 and 7.5, and then some aftershocks too. I was watching, I saw some footage from a weather outlet on Instagram, where it was just shaking. Security camera footage, right? People running out of buildings and like falling on the ground and holding all, whoa, on this gate. And across the street, a big wide street, you see a building just collapse and dust billows forward. And it's crazy. A lot of people died. 3,000 is the official death toll so far, nearly 3,000. On Wednesday, new questions are emerging about the scale of the disaster in Venezuela. One forensic pathologist told Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, a woman, she believes the government's figure is a vast undercount. Multiple buildings collapsed and, you know, people could have been in them. Team USA defeated Bosnia and Herzegovina. Are they, is that just two places under one team? I don't know. 2-0, 2-0 on Wednesday to advance to the World Cup round of 16, earning its first knockout stage victory since 2002. The historic win sets up a highly anticipated clash with Belgium on Monday in Seattle. Nice. There's more about T-Swift, that singer gal, and that Travis Kelce, who that NFL player guy, I think he's still an NFL player, reportedly set for a wedding rehearsal today. They're getting married, right? So if you could show up and, like, decide, hey, there's a reason they shouldn't get married, maybe you can go show up when the day comes. Although I don't necessarily recommend it. Leave them alone, maybe. Yeah. Leave him alone. I totally disavow. I was just kidding around. Anyway, Trump made over $1 billion last year in crypto and more, according to AP, far-left extremist, off-the-deep-end liberal, anti-American, anti-Trump, anti-white, anti-Christian outlet, according to Hake. Okay, info may be false. I don't represent Bond or JLP or even myself. A large-scale Russian attack on Kiev killed at least 17 and caused widespread damage across the capital of the Ukraine. And there is a new investigation on how global scammers, new investigation by AP, Associated Press, global scammers use American tech to rip people off. Whoa. Nice. Not nice, I guess. Trump's latest financial disclosure report showed that he took in about $1.2 billion last year from various crypto holdings, overshadowing a real estate business that brought him fame and helped propel him to the nation's top office. He's a very capable man, and he's proven it over many decades. Running over 900 pages, the mandatory annual report showed Trump struck several new veins of wealth last year, raising questions about whether he's profiting from his high office, so they claim. White House has repeatedly said Trump has acted only in the public interest, never gets involved in family business run by his two eldest sons, and has zero conflicts of interest. I'm James Hake. Now back to the Jason Lee Peterson Show. Last hour. ¶¶
got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. It's Thursday, and you can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, is life physical or spiritual? Is life physical or spiritual? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you got to run around, we're heard around the world. So different time zones for different people. You can podcast if you just can't sit and watch it, but you want to still be a part of it as it is happening. You can on your phone by calling the listen line on Talk Screen Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Thursday. And because we love the Bible Thumpers, Thursday has been set apart for Bible Thumpers.
Oh my God! Look at, turn around, look at these people. What?
From the Lord, I got what I wanted from the Lord. I'll go back to Washington. Oh yes, I will. I'm a Southern Baptist. They don't believe in tongues, but God said it. I want it.
Dancing for Satan and calling him the Lord. Amazing. I want to go back to Thomas, a first time caller out of Ohio. And I had to put him on hold. We ran out of time. Thomas, repeat your question and or comment before we went to break.
Well, Jesse, basically, the reason why I was calling is because there was an assertion made by one of your previous callers about there's children of Satan and children of God. My understanding is that we're to seek the kingdom of God first, right? And in that, we're to be doing our walk with God in this life as we develop our understanding and our soul communes more with Him. And that we're in that are supposed to be, I do believe it's in 1 John, it's in John, I'm sure. That we're supposed to be taking on Him into us, to live with us and be with us more and more, which then displaces the other stuff, the world or the evil or the darkness, you might say, because it is a battle between light and dark, good and evil, and whether or not you're going to ascend or descend into the material further. And since he was talking about there's this difference between, you know, there's children of Satan and God. What I have seen in my personal experience is if you do follow the darkness and you're doing witchcraft, and which is, you know, getting demons to come in and help you and do stuff, manipulate your environment, that you're communing with them and you're becoming more and more of them. And eventually, you can no longer be considered human because you're then a child of Satan. But to me, if you are conscious of the difference of whether, you know, like the man that called, you still have lots of hope, like you were telling me. You know, keep on with your prayer. I'm not really familiar with everything that you do or the silent prayers, but I say it out loud to the air, you know. You say you can't save yourself. Well, I understand that. That's perfectly true. But as soon as you were saying that, I said, but I can't deny the darkness. I do embrace the light. I embrace Christ, the Lord, the heavens above. Well, I deny the darkness. And they don't like that. And that's what I would advise everybody else. What would you think about all that that I just said?
It made no sense at all. That's why I wrote down a few questions to try to understand what you mean. Number one, do you seek God?
Oh, constantly.
You seek Him, and how do you do that?
Well, it's just simply, you know, prayer and communion. And I've been, you know, you change as you receive more of the Lord, more of the light.
I'm asking, how do you seek God?
Well, just through prayer, maybe listening to sermons and stuff. I don't really seek God because God lives with me.
So you don't seek God?
I don't have to seek God because God is with me.
And so you said you do it God every day and all the time. Are you saying now that you don't seek Him?
Well, I talk with Him all through lots, and I do pray, yeah.
So do you seek God or not?
What do you mean by seek?
You said that. I'm just repeating what you said, that you seek God all the time.
No, you were asking me how I seek God, and I was trying to answer your question as to your premise.
Let me go back. Seeking
God. What do you mean by seeking God?
Let me ask first. You said, I asked you, did you seek God, because you mentioned seeking God. And so I asked you, did you seek God? And you said yes all the time, right?
Again, maybe there's a problem with our understanding of the word seek.
No, did you
seek.
Say that?
What do you mean by seek?
Thomas, you said it. I'm asking
you. Do
you
not understand?
Did you say you seek God all the time?
You asked the question, do I seek God?
I only asked because you made the statement that you seek God.
I don't remember making the statement of. I know other people need to seek God, and they need to commune with Him. They need to read the Bible. They need to invite Him, His Spirit.
Thomas.
Yeah?
Did you say you see God or you seek God?
Well, I have sought God.
And you sought Him.
Okay, so you were asking if I see, S-E-E, Him?
I'm trying to understand what you said. You seem to be running from it now.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. What's your understanding?
Which one did you say? Did you say you see Him or you seek God?
Well, I don't seek Him, and I don't see Him in person or anything like that.
Have you ever sought God?
Have I sought God?
Yeah, sought God.
Sought after God and His Spirit? Yes, obviously.
And how did you do that?
Prayer.
And when you say prayer, explain what you mean by that.
Speaking to Him.
And what do you say?
Oh, well, there's various things you can say.
What do you say?
What do you say?
What do you say, Thomas, when you pray?
What does it have to do with
I gotta
what
go,
I'm
Thomas.
To...
I tried to have a conversation with you, but you don't want to have a conversation. You made some statements, and you wanted me to respond to them. I'm trying to understand your statements, but now you're refusing to make the same statements. He hung up. Thomas, you hung up. Thomas hung up on me. That's not what Thomas in the Bible would have done. He would have shown me love. Call back, Thomas. Don't run. It's Bible Thumping Thursday. I'm trying to make room for that. James said he might have misunderstood Allah. at last, alas, whatever. You know, James, I heard James say, alas. But call back, Thomas. I want to communicate with you. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Tom Lackamoo. Tom, out of a first time call out of Virginia. Tom, you are on the air.
Jesse, how you doing?
All is well, Tom.
Okay, well, here's a Tom that will talk to you.
Tom,
you know, I'm not going to hang up on you. Yes, sir. I'm not going to hang up on you. It's a beautiful White History hot July day here in Virginia. It's going to be 107 degrees, and we're feeling good. So let me tell you, Yeah, my wife's at the beach with my daughter, her sister, at Ocean City, Maryland. So I'm waking up in the morning. I'm kind of running late. YouTube stayed on the TV. My wife would turn off the TV. My wife's a black woman, by the way.
And you white?
I'm a white guy.
What happened?
Well, I fell in love with her. I stopped at a karaoke bar and never had been there before. I walked in and there was this beautiful woman singing. I said, God damn, she can sing.
Well, you can't curse.
I don't want to curse. Yes,
why
I don't want to curse.
Why did you marry your own kind?
Why didn't I?
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you. I just saw a beautiful woman.
But now you're going to be having different color babies.
Well, I already do.
I just have
beautiful Americans. They're you know, more tan. I have a son and a daughter. They're more tan than, you know, me.
You have two children with your black wife?
I do.
And what race do they identify with? Which race?
American.
No, that's not a race.
I know, but okay, so my daughter struggled with this.
I know.
She said, okay, there's two boxes. There's a white box, there's a black box, and there's a basically a other box. My wife said, don't you check other. You write right on there American. You're an American child. That is important to you. Don't fall for that. So my wife is also...
How old is your daughter?
She's 15.
Oh, okay. And does your wife obey you?
Yeah, she's a strong woman. She got me.
No such thing as a strong woman.
Let me tell you, she's strong in stature, and she's got a good mind.
She
helped me a lot. Yes, she obeys me.
Okay, nice. You found a black woman that obeys a white man.
Yes, and she's changed me. I'd never voted before. You know, she changed me.
Changed you from what to what?
She changed me to an appreciative American. I was just a normal kind of a drinking young man, party, listening to music, you know, outdoors, fishing. I didn't pay attention to the news, politics, nothing. I didn't vote. I didn't care about voting. I said, hey, if it don't really affect my vote, it can go and change anything.
And
but,
so your wife changed you from what to what?
She changed me from a person that didn't care about the I didn't think I mattered. I didn't think my vote mattered. So then after I learned, now I look forward to voting and I know my vote matters, and you know, and also I go to church every Sunday.
Is she older than you?
No, she's younger.
Oh, okay. And why would you let anyone change you?
Well, I'd say she influenced me to be a better person.
But voting doesn't make you a better person.
No, but it made me aware that, you know, of the country I live in, the opportunities that I have and the freedoms that are afforded to me and how I can, you know, give back and make sure to keep that for other generations, to do my part.
And so if your wife changed you, who's changing her?
Hopefully I did.
How?
I made her a better person by You're asking me a tough one right here. Let me see. How did I change her? Well, we bettered each other. I'd say behind a strong man is a good woman, and she's a good woman, and she's
no such thing as a good woman.
I know what she did. She gave me rhythm.
How did
before I had no rhythm. I went to bed anytime I did anything. Ran around here or there. I chased women, and now I look forward to coming home and being that happiness
and
raising good children.
And how did you change her?
I changed her by. Let me see. That's a good one. I don't know how I changed. I'd say I showed her what stability is. She had men that, probably were troublemakers, and I'm not a troublemaker.
But how did you change her? Because you'd be a beta with her, but how did you change her?
I'd say because we got married.
But that didn't change her.
I know. Well, when I met her, I told you she was at a karaoke bar. She was singing. She was with her friends, and now she's, we're changed as adults. We grew to as adults together.
So and we've how learned did you through, change her because of time? Or did you take the rhythm and she took the money?
Well, she definitely takes the money.
And you took the rhythm.
Yeah, she put it on me, and then I took. Well, yeah, that's a good one.
So, how did you change her?
I hope that I showed her what a working man can do.
But you haven't told me because of time, Tom. How did you change? You said all these things you did to change you. How did you change her?
Well, I can't answer that real good. I'm thinking about it, but I'm just seeing. I gave her children. I showed her happiness. I got her out of the Jehovah's Witnesses. There you go.
When I met her,
she was a leaving Jehovah's Witness, and her mom and still into that, and her sister's still into that, all that kind of stuff. But
how do you deal with the hell in her?
she's been baptized, and we go to a good Christian church, and
how do you deal with
that
the
part
hell
is going?
How do you deal with the hell in her when it comes out?
Oh, because it comes out.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I give her space. I give her space.
What does that mean?
That means I go to another room.
You hide.
I go. Because, she does need space occasionally, so, we got a three-level townhouse, so I could go down to the basement or my
computer. So when the hell comes out of your black Christian ex-Jehovah wife, you hide.
Yeah, that's what's best for me.
And why is that?
Yeah. Well, I don't want to stew on stuff. I blow it off, and I know whatever it is that's upsetting will soon, a new day will rise, and the sun will come up.
But in the propaganda, how do you, so you don't protect your children from her hell?
They know. They're calm. I mean, every now and then she'll say something, but she's good.
No such thing as good. But you don't protect your children from her hell?
Oh, yes, I do.
You but know, how they, are you going to protect the children from the hell that you're hiding in the basement?
Well, there's a good guy, bad guy. Sometimes it's me that's, you know, in a mood, and there's always, but, you know, mom's always mad at somebody. Seems like she's always mad at somebody.
Of course, because there's this evil in them. How will you protect your children from the evil in their mother if you're hiding in the basement?
Well, they could come down there with me.
But they don't, because they see you hiding. They don't go hide. They try to deal with the hell, and she's destroying them.
So they're... No, she don't. It doesn't last for long.
Yes, hell lasts forever until you overcome it.
All I got to do is, throw some bacon in the pan, and once that smell comes up to the room, she'll text me and say, "Hey, what you cooking?" I'll say, "I'm making BLT," and she said, "Okay, what you want to watch TV?" I said, "Yeah, let's come back out of the room," and then we get together, and then everybody's happy, and you know we're good. So it don't last long.
So that's how you deal with the hell in your wife?
Yeah, that's right.
What a mess!
It doesn't. Yeah, it's amazing.
But
so
Tom.
Yeah.
How do you feel about the evil effects that your wife is having on your children? Because if you notice, the kids are a little more agitated, irritated. They get angry. They're becoming like their mother. How do you feel knowing that she's doing that to them?
Well, it doesn't. She loves. She would do anything for the kids.
How do you feel seeing that they're starting to become like her?
No, they aren't starting to become like her.
They get irritated. The kids get mad and irritated at times.
No, I mean, the daughter, if she's angry, she'll shut the door.
She's just like her mother now.
Yeah, she will go to her room and shut the door.
She becomes like her mother.
I'll go in and say, "Hey, you know, you go have a talk and everything's back to good."
You tell her to go have a talk with her mother?
No, that I will go talk to her if she's feeling some kind of way.
And what do you say? What do you say to her?
I say, you know, don't worry about it. Mom's just, you know, looking out for you. You know, like recently, one of her friends, another 15-year-old girl, smoked weed, and then also snuck out of her house and went to a shopping center to look for guys to kiss. And then my daughter came to us and said, "Hey, my friend did this." And we said, "Whoa, well, you know, my wife talked to her parents and said, 'Hey, you're going to take a break from hanging.'"
Tom, yep. It's your responsibility as the head of your wife and your children to protect your children from the evil in your wife. And what's going to happen if you don't correct your wife in front of your children with love by not hating, you're going to lose your daughter eventually.
Well, that's good advice. I appreciate that. I will take that to heart, and I will, next time my wife is upset or acting out in front of the kids, I will say with love, "Hey, you know, you need to calm down, take this, talk, show love, not mean," because... And then when I pull my wife aside, I say, "Look, we don't want to do that in front of the kids."
No, you say that in front of the kids. Don't ever treat my children like this anymore. So the kids can see that.
In front of her?
Yeah. That way the kids can see that at least the father is trying to protect them from the evil of the mother. But if you go hide and say that, the kids are not going to know that you're doing that. And you go hide and correct your wife because you're afraid of how she gonna act? That's not love, Tom.
Would you tell your wife, do you think she has evil in her?
All women have evil in them until they overcome. The gates of hell come through the woman.
Well, okay.
Have you forgiven your mama?
Yeah, my mom passed away in 2019.
Have you forgiven her for what she's done to you?
I came to understand probably was like 14 years old. I said, my mom can say anything, do anything. I forgive her. She's my mom. I actually enjoy just her presence. I knew
But your mother was evil.
Wouldn't be around forever.
Your mother is the one that made you a mama's boy. And you're married to her.
How did I become a mama's boy?
By her recreating her image, impose her will on you, making you angry, and now you're married to your mama.
What?
Yeah, you married to a woman you can't even handle.
Wow, this is wild. This is wild, JLP.
Why?
Because how did I marry to my mama?
You married a person you hated. All men marry their mothers, and then they fight.
Oh. Well, I stayed single for many years.
I don't blame you.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I may be single again. I think after the kids leave, I mean, who knows? I may, after our kids grow up and... You know, maybe I'll be single again, and I'll live out the last chapters of my life single down in Florida.
And why is that? Why you may be single once they leave?
I'm just saying because a lot of times I feel like our kids hold us together. You know, right, nobody likes the same. I heard somebody you on the show. You said, "Should you be in the medical room when you have a kid?" And hell no, you don't want to see that. That'll ruin everything.
Absolutely amazing. Tell him I gotta run, but do what you want. I recommend you overcome evil by dropping your anger, so you can deal with the hell in your wife, so you can protect your children from the hell in her. She's already your daughter. 15, right?
Yes.
When you see the anger in her, you're looking at the anger in your wife because she's becoming like what she hates, and she hates your wife.
Well, I will take that to heart and look forward to learning more wisdom from you. And, thank you. I just found you this morning, and you popped up in my YouTube stream, so I look forward to watching more.
All right. Stay with it, buddy.
Thank you. Okay. Take care. Later. Bye.
All right. Bye now. Nick, do I have time to play this story that we mentioned in Colorado? Do we have time for that?
Colorado, no.
Oh, okay. I'll do that when I come back then.
20 seconds.
Super chat.
Super chats.
It's never a problem in life. There's never a problem.
That's for sure. Amazing. Thank you.
Weedworm Schlag.
No such thing as problems. They don't exist. Thank you.
Weedworm Schlag. Hopefully that's not bad. I don't think it is. Happy White History Month. Amazing call, Ray. Jesus spoke of the state or returning to sin and being worse than before. Matthew 12:43-45. About the demons being driven out and then coming back seven times stronger. What do you think of this passage, Jesse?
About the demons leaving and
coming back. Expel the demons, and they come back seven times stronger.
That's why I tell people.
I think. Go ahead.
That's why I tell people not to. If you're not going to stay on this journey of forgiving, doing the silent prayer, staying present, don't start it. Because once you get a little light and then you turn away from it, you're going to go back down into darkness, and the demons and all his little friends are going to be with him and destroy you. It's going to be worse for you. So if you're not ready to overcome, don't even start it if you love your misery. Amazing. Thank you.
We'll have to read the rest of these later. As tempted as I am to continue.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thanks, y'all. Be right back.
On Pures.net. It's scratch off on Pures.net. Thank you, Derek. Derek was telling me I didn't know what he was saying. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry. Because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women too when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good or they'll make her angry. And the woman's gonna have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong, but do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see, but you gotta stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature. Amazing song. Thank you, Anchor Baby. It is Bible Thumper Thursday announcement. The Hank Report is coming up right after my show. The guy with the good hair, he white. The Hank. And you don't want to miss it. The Hank Report from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And then there may or may not be an Anchor Baby show today. He'll let you know. The American Anchor Baby may not happen today or it may happen a little later. Watch out for the announcement. And then the men's forum tonight at 7 p.m., the first Thursday of every month. The men's forum from 7 to 11. And then brand new episode of The Fallen State tomorrow, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. At 11 a.m., Jay Monroe was my guest, and it was amazing. He's a goth YouTuber. And alt-right nationalist from the UK. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
Essentially, what's happening here is a brainwashed female population of the UK and a very, very large Muslim population.
They have allowed these people to come in and completely take over. Why did the white man give in to the white woman?
Thousands of years worth of men have known the very nature of women. As soon as women gain control, it is not too long before society is destroyed. It would be better if people here in the UK had nothing left. Got nothing left to lose. Let's fight.
A very, very commentary boo conversation. You're going to love it. You can support The Fallen State by becoming a member there on the YouTube channel or jesseleepeterson.local.com. And don't forget to donate to us, to Bond, and to the Jesse Lee Peterson radio show at jlptalk.com. jlptalk.com. Or you can call 800-411-BOND. 800-411-2663 to make a donation. Thank you all. And check out the merch and all that at jesseleepeterson.shop. All right? We mentioned that white man that was allegedly killed by two black guys. He was at a bar, sports bar, watching a game and hanging out with his friends. And on his way home at 1 o'clock in the morning, according to the story, these two black guys tried to take his cell phone, and he ran for them or tried to get it back, and one of them ended up shooting him, killing him, according to the story. Well, they caught one of the black guys. Here's that story. We mentioned it and played it before, but to remind those who don't remember or those who have not seen it at all, this is from 6ABC. One of the teens wanted in the killing of a Penn State student, Billy Smith. Schmidt. That's Jewish, right?
No.
Smith is not Jewish?
I don't believe so.
Oh, okay. Oh, Nick, you don't have it yet?
No, I have it.
Oh, huh?
It's German.
I do have it.
Oh, okay.
Schmidt is of German origin and is not exclusively a Jewish name, so I shouldn't have scoffed necessarily.
I thought it was a Jewish name.
Well, maybe there are some Jews named Schmidt, but it's German. Mm. It's potentially Ashkenazi, but it's German.
And he was scoffing at it.
I was scoffing, and some people, whatever, maybe.
The guy that killed Billy, according to the story, they have one of them, has been arrested in Colorado. Watch this.
Now at 11, the big story on Action News is breaking news. One of the 16-year-old suspects wanted for the murder of a Penn State student has been arrested in Colorado. It comes as Philadelphia police continue to search for his alleged accomplice.
Hey, Rick, actually, within the last 2 hours, we have actually learned that Azubair Uten Fleming was taken into custody. Here's what we're learning about this. The U.S. Marshals Service saying they caught him in Colorado Springs at a distant relative's home, and he tried, they say, to deny his identity. This coming just hours after the U.S. Marshals announcing an increased reward for Uten Fleming and Kasim Smith's arrest. Both 16-year-old suspects facing charges in the murder of Penn State student William Billy Schmidt. He was killed on June 6th right near his South Philadelphia home. Investigators say during an attempted robbery, one of the suspects, whom the district attorney's office identified as Smith, shot Schmidt. After police say his cell phone was stolen by those teenagers. Earlier today, Schmidt's father told us that the news of progress on this case giving him some hope, but no joy.
There's nothing that's going to bring him back, so nothing's ever going to be enough for me.
And today we also learned Uten Fleming's stepfather was charged with helping his stepson leave the city. There is a $5,000 reward now for the arrest of Kasim Smith. This on top of a $20,000 reward being offered by Philadelphia police.
Amazing, huh? Now do you believe me when I say that white people are under genocide now? Do you need more proof? Do you need more? Christ said, and I repeat, well, at least in Matthew says 6:15, but if you do not forgive others their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive you your trespasses. The Lord's Prayer says, forgive me as I forgive others. You're never going to be free. Black people are not going to stop this until they first forgive their mothers and return to their fathers, and then stop hating white people, thinking that white people is their problem. White people are not your problem at all. And as a result, white people are under attack. Genocides in America. And no one, everybody act like they don't see it. Oh, no, that's not true. More proof of it is that there was this black gal that plays female basketball. And then there's a white gal that plays and she's better than the blacks. And they don't like it. And they've been pouncing on this girl for a long time. She even tried to, in my opinion, kiss up at them by saying that she had white privilege. She thought then, I guess, I'm assuming, she didn't say this, but she did say she had white privilege under pressure. She thought the white people were going to like her when she said that. I mean, the black people were going to like her. She thought the blacks would like her if she had said she had white privilege. It got worse, it seems, and according to the service. What about loving others, forgiving them, so you can be forgiven? Because one thing about God, he's not going to forgive you until you forgive. There's this black gal by the name of Alisa Thomas, I believe. Is it Alisa?
Alisa.
Alisa Thomas. And they thought she was going to apologize for being accused of putting her fist on this white girl's neck. And really, really, it looked painful. No, she played victim. Alisa did. Watch this from X. Instead of apologizing for putting her fist on a WNBA player, Caitlin Clark's throat, Phoenix Mercury player Alisa, right? Thomas played victim. Watch this from Yahoo Sports.
I'm crazy. Playing the game, being suspended, just the whole narrative that's being painted out there. It's unfortunate that it's come to this over basketball. A lot of us, myself included, didn't even know the play took place until after, the game. And, now we're being painted as thugs and there's death threats out on us. So it's really unacceptable. It's something that needs to change in this league. And I'm just really sick and tired of it.
Now she's the victim. And here's the image of what it looked like with her fist, according to a report, on this girl's throat. Watch this from NBC News, this image. And she's the victim now, huh? Oh, we get death threats and stuff like that. Poor white girl.
Position.
Go ahead. We about to play it?
No, that was an accident.
Oh, okay. Poor white girl. Amazing, huh? The fist on the throat of a basketball player. It's just a game. And she thought that was normal. The black girl thought that was normal. Black violence is a mess. It's looked like it's become normal to them. 2 days before Alisa Thompson put her fist into Caitlin's neck. Caitlin received a technical foul for clapping and a foul while being elbowed by Alisa Thomas. Watch this. Is it Logo? Logo 3. Watch this.
Position, but I mean, Caitlin Clark issued a technical foul. You hear the crowd react, and Clark is perplexed and shocked as to why she was assisted technical.
You may have heard in that clip that Caitlin got a tech out of that exchange. Well, it turns out that was for clapping.
They gave it to me for clapping. So it's just ridiculous. I don't understand it at all.
Anyway, it only got worse from there.
Yo, AT tried to take Caitlin Clark out. Look at that elbow. Oh my. She tried to take her out with the elbow.
That's good old Alisa Thomas chucking her elbow at Caitlin, which was bad enough, an obvious foul. But then came what many are calling the worst call in sports history.
The illegal contact is initiated by Caitlin Clark. She comes across the arm, into the body and hip of Thomas.
Caitlin, somehow, after review, got called for initiating contact. So she gets a tech for clapping and a foul when she's elbowed.
Amazing. Poor white people. Y'all are getting slaughtered. But nobody seemed to notice. No, there's no genocide, Jesse. This is from Yahoo Sports. After the play, Sophie Cunningham began pointing at Bonner while questioning the referees about why Bonner has not also been assessed a technical foul, leading to a viral pointing meme. Here's that from X. Watch this.
But she fouled, and there's an extra. Really, DB is the one that did something extra, and then Caitlin got the text. So I walked out there, and I was literally talking to the ref. Say you're DB. I was like this with the ref. I was like, now, Caitlin got one, but why didn't she get one? Because if Caitlin's going to get one, then she should have got one. It shouldn't have been one or the other. Like, and I was just kind of pointing, and she's like, don't you point at me. And I was like, oh, shouldn't have said that. And I didn't say a word.
Okay, that's...
So stupid. Like, that is the stupidest thing I've ever done.
It's probably the number one meme, at least on Twitter this morning.
I know, but like, I'm telling you, everyone's like, what? Like, that is so dumb. I think it's dumb, but like, it was pissing her off, and like, I couldn't help myself. I could not. She was losing her shit. All I was doing was literally pointing.
Man, someone brought a Spider-Man pointing at, look at this, pointing at the other Spider-Man, and now all the fans want pictures of her, and everybody is making Sophie keep pointing today as following up from that Monday night.
Poor white people. In your own country, you're under attack. One last quick one. I want to know your thoughts. About this, a woman was escorted out of a game over her Jesus hoodie. Watch this from Instagram. No, this is from Religious Versus. What? Religious Versus? What is there saying there?
Religiverse.
Okay, religion verse. Why is this?
So a woman says she was kicked out of a Detroit Tigers game for wearing a Jesus over Pride hoodie. Let's see if this is true. I'm Jason Boyette, and I write about religion. So this is exactly how modern religious outrage stories work. Paige Combs Morgan says stadium staff removed her because fans complained about her hoodie. And in the video, a staffer does say they received complaints. But the Tigers say that's not why she was ejected. Their explanation was that she was sitting in a front row that was visible to the camera, and she repeatedly was walking and posing for the camera behind home plate, blocking fans and ignoring warnings. So, yes, there's a real religious message involved, and a real complaint may have been made. But the viral version compresses that whole thing into Christian kicked out for wearing a Jesus hoodie.
What a mess! Would they have thrown a drag queen out if the drag queen had been pressing around? I'm just asking. Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. The world gone crazy. It's Bible Thumper Thursday, and I want to go to first time caller Mary. Out of California. Mary, you are on the air.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, Mary.
I'm a first-time caller. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
My husband calls in a few times, but I'm calling because I just want to know your thoughts on this. I have forgiven my mother. I forgave her, probably like 2 or 3 years ago. But I have noticed recently that my relationship with my father has been slightly strained. I kind of see him as being in the way with my relationship with my husband. I recently just had a baby about 3 weeks ago, a little baby girl. And I feel like since I've gotten married and started my own family, my father is, my relationship with my father has gotten quite distant, and I'm not really sure how that plays into, me forgiving my mom, you know, cause I know that you talk about, when you forgive your mother, you return to the father. And I know that that has aspects with God. But I'm just kind of curious what your thoughts are on this dynamic based off of what I mentioned.
And what was your relationship with your father before you got married?
We were very close. Actually, my mom left my dad, and so he raised my sister and I.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, we were very, very close.
And then what is it now?
It's just gotten a little distant. He has been very short with me. He's not a huge fan of my husband, and I think that's partially because of, my dad's a Christian. He goes to church. He believes in, just the general idea of what Christianity looks like in America right now.
Right.
And my husband is, like I said, he's been listening to you. They have a lot of conversations about the Trinity, just a Bible thumper stuff, as you can imagine.
And so when you ask your father about the distance that you feel right now, what does he say?
That's a good question. I don't think I've actually asked him about that.
Why not?
Because I think I'm scared of what the answer is.
And what do you think the answer is?
I think he doesn't like the direction that my life is going.
But you're assuming without asking. If you love him, why have you gone to him? God said, go to the brother, meaning father, whomever, and in private ask him about it, and then forgive him. Why have you done that?
I don't know. It's never crossed my mind to do that, which sounds silly because it sounds so simple to do.
Yeah. I would suggest that if your father's not showing you love right now, you show him love by asking him what happened, what's wrong, and then you will get understanding. But no matter what he says or how he acts, you forgive him. Because if he doesn't like your husband, it's not your problem that he doesn't. Your husband comes before your father does, your earthly father now, because you belong to him and you guys are family.
Yeah.
So ask him and then forgive him and move on with your life.
Okay. Yeah, I've it's just been kind of stirring in me since I had my daughter, because I want to do things right with her.
Right.
And I don't want her to have the relationship with me that I had with my mother.
Yes.
And I just wasn't sure how that all played with my father, because I was able to forgive her, but
you can't resent your father. I forgive your father too, and then God will forgive you. You'll be fine. But you have to forgive your mother, because your mother recreated her image. You lost yourself and you became like her. Now that you've done that, you have this issue with your father, and if you're afraid of him, that means you don't love him either, because we have love, real love, not the word love, but we have real love, there is no fear. So I highly suggest you ask your father what happened.
Okay.
And then you would know what to do from there.
Yeah. Because, okay.
And I don't want to assume, but if your husband watching me and he's working on himself, they're going to have a total disagreement about religion and everything.
Yes. So, yeah, they absolutely do.
So that may be the problem, but don't assume. Ask your father, why is he treating you this way? You feel a distant. Ask him if this is real and why is he treating you this way, if he is, and then forgive him no matter what.
Okay.
And if he comes around, fine. If he doesn't, fine. Your family is you and your husband now and your child.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Let me know how it goes.
Thank you. I will. Thank you.
Okay. Bye now.
Bye.
Super, super.
Super chat.
Super
chats.
It's Marcus G59. Hey, Jesse, I'm going to be celebrating America's 250th this weekend with my wife and children at an event. Thank you for guiding me to the truth and everything you've done for us. Happy White History Month. 100 American flag and salute.
Who is that?
Marcus G.
Thank you, Marcus G. Stay with us, stay with us, stay with us. Have fun. Amazing. Happy White History Month.
Very nice. ADHD 777, Happy White History Month. King Baldwin the 7th I mean, seventh. Fourth, I can't read no Roman numerals, was a king of Israel with leprosy. And at age 16, he overtook Muslim forces while greatly outnumbered, according to ADHD777. But I don't know how there would be Muslims before in the Old Testament. They didn't exist until after the New Testament was already done with.
Amazing. Thank you. Yeah, I appreciate it.
So info may be false, but he continues with another super chat. King Baldwin IV was king of Israel during the Crusades.
Oh.
Okay. He suffered from leprosy, and despite at 16, he launched a victorious charge against Muslim forces of about 26,000 men. I was the one who was wrong. with only a few thousand infantry. Nice.
So you were wrong.
Yeah, of course.
Well, better.
And I distracted from his whole story.
All right.
Oh, man. I shake my head.
Forgive Hank. He knows not what he does.
Forgive me.
Right. But thank you for the white history moment. Thank you.
King Baldwin IV.
Right on.
Half Black Tony JLP. If we ever needed you, Lord, we need you now.
That's for sure. Thank you.
Mark S. Happy White History Month. Strong black arm, heart, black thanks, hands, light bulb, salute, American flag, broken chains, and dove of peace with an olive leaf. Thanks to Bond for helping others overcome the lies.
Amazing. Thank you.
Nick LaBoy on Rumble Rant. Blacks have been getting reparations since the Civil Rights Movement via welfare, housing, Medicare, Medicaid, prioritized bank loans, donations from small to billion-dollar businesses to BLM and alike.
And married a white woman. Amazing. Thank you.
James A. Thank you, Jesse. I appreciate all of your advice.
Stay with us, stay with us, stay with
us. Happy White History Month, says Mark. Thanks to Bond for helping others overcome the lies.
And thanks again. And thank you for helping us to help others. I appreciate it.
In case I didn't read that one.
Yeah.
Half Black Tony, we ain't no good. All set, baby Jessica's daddy.
Everybody bad. What's up, baby? Jessica's daddy. Amazing. Thank you.
CAG311, Happy White History Month. Amazing.
Happy White History Month. July is White History Month. Spread the word.
DD Butter, Happy White History Month.
Thank you. Happy White History Month.
And then Jamie, Nikki, Hannes, I'll have to read the y'all's tomorrow if it be the Lord's will.
Amazing. Thank you all so much. The Hank Report is coming now. Thank you all for your support. Stay with us. Stay with us. See you guys at the meeting tonight, the men's forum, at 7 p.m. first Thursday of the month. And to Steston and the rest of the callers, I am so out of time. I'll be back tomorrow if the Lord is willing. And to Crete, don't ride, stay with the prayer. RebuildingTheMan.com/silent prayer. Take care.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name in all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
You know, I'm 32 years old now, and I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old. And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson show. And I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this. And young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like 1,000. It's better than Siren goes. So God bless you, man.